Welcome to this episode of the Pharmaceutical Executive Podcast. My name is Miranda Schmalfus, and I am the Group Social Media Editor for Pharmaceutical Executive. Joining me this week is Dr. Julian Boystrin, Global Head of One Medical and Chief Medical Officer at Roche Diabetes Care. Julian tells me a little bit about himself, and then we dive right into the current standard of care for diabetes and its management, where that space is heading in the future, and what patients are looking for right now. But first, a word from our sponsor, and I'll be right back with Julian.
Hey there, Andy Studnut, co-host of the Applied Clinical Trials podcast here. Check out brand new episodes of the ACT podcast every 2 weeks on Tuesdays at 10. And you can find past episodes plus much more by logging on at appliedclinicaltrials.com.
Hi, Julian. Welcome. Can you kick us off by telling us a little bit about yourself and what has your journey into the world of pharma been like? Did you picture yourself working in this industry when you studied medicine?
No, I didn't. But maybe I start. I'm French, as you can probably tell by my accent. Although I was born in Colombia and I grew up in Brazil, I trained as a physician from the Paris University. I did my military service as a medical officer in India. And then I realized that I could have a much bigger impact for patients globally by joining the pharmaceutical industry, where I've been now for more than 20 years, 17 of which at Roche.
So how has your experience as a physician impacted your approach to your work in the pharma and med tech industry?
Well, I always put the patients first. That's probably the main experience or physician experience that I bring to the pharma industry. I also want to apply one of the principles of medicine, which is first, do no harm. And then I have a real passion for people. And I truly believe that we can only achieve great things together. So I typically look forward to working in teams and focusing on what we can do for patients.
Teamwork is definitely something that is a common theme in the pharmaceutical industry. Could you briefly explain the current standard of care for diabetes and its management, and maybe how this helps to address the challenges of the diabetes epidemic?
Managing diabetes is a complex process, and it needs to be very personal. Every patient with diabetes or living with diabetes is facing daily different challenges. So achieving your personal therapy milestones and goals presents a lot of challenges for both people living with diabetes and for their healthcare professionals. So this is the reason why patient-centered care has been and will always be key to achieving the best standard of care possible for patients. And we at Roche have been very much key in diabetes care, at least, to bring the topic of the integrated personalized diabetes management, where we can offer this standard of care for people living with diabetes by providing solutions that go from providing access in low and mid-income countries that is already very difficult for very basic healthcare, up to providing hybrid closed-loop system and automated insulin delivery systems in more mature markets. This isn't truly today the standard of care for people with type 1 diabetes.
So you had mentioned being patient-centric and personalized care being important in your last answer. So what is the industry doing that could be improved from a patient-centricity standpoint?
Our goal, again, is always to keep people living with diabetes at the center of all our activities. So doing so, we focus on collaboration, co-creation. We listen to people with diabetes and their caregivers so that we really know what is their first-hand experience and what can we do to progress the industry and improve their diabetes care. So what we see as crucial is to create easy-to-use tools to obtain and get actionable and meaningful insights so that we can really facilitate communication between people living with diabetes and their healthcare providers. we, again, as I mentioned, this integrated personalized diabetes management solution is putting the patient in the middle of everything we do. And that's basically where we would like to bring the patient centricity very much at the middle and the center of everything we try to achieve.
Since many don't work directly with patients that have diabetes and maybe don't know the needs that they're asking for, what are patients with diabetes asking for? And where are they going for that information? How can the industry help maybe fill that gap?
Maybe one important aspect is to bring into play here is that we actually have a number of colleagues in Roche Diabetes Care and My Sugar who live with diabetes themselves. So that gives us that very strong connection. I mean, My Sugar, the company, was actually created by three type 1 diabetic patients. So in addition to that, we are strongly connected with the diabetes community for many years, collaborate with many patients' organizations, advocates, influencers, everywhere around the globe, so that we can really increase disease awareness and all the education efforts. We also collaborate with people with diabetes when it comes to input to product development and really try to co-create new solutions with the patients and have a very patient-centric approach to development and therefore try to have an impact not only on diabetes management per se, but also on lifestyle, nutrition, sports, anything that can have a positive aspect. An impact on the metabolism and the health of patients. We also work closely with the main associations, medical scientific associations, like the International Diabetes Federation, the ADA or American Diabetes Association, the European Association for the Study of Diabetes, and all the local associations like Diabetes UK, just to name a few. So here again, I think it's really important that we listen and we learn also from global diabetes experts, key opinion leaders. And so we were really trying to reach out to everybody who can share with us and co-create with us solutions for people with diabetes. As a company, we cannot do it alone. So we also tend to partner with other pharmaceutical companies, another healthcare industry, and we have a lot of partnerships as part of our access to care programs. I'd like to mention one initiative called Changing Diabetes in Children. It was launched in 2009, in which we collaborate with Novo Nordisk, and there we try to support children living with type 1 diabetes in low and middle income countries. We've reached more than 46,000 children and in 28 countries, and our aim is really to reach 100,000 by 2030. So a really important project for us, but I could name other ones. In Kenya, we have also a big program to help the local population. A lot of very important projects where we partner with other industries, patient associations, to provide a positive impact for people with diabetes.
Certainly many projects impacting many different communities. And branching off of the importance of community, it's my understanding that you have a drive to not only manage diabetes, but address the mental health of those patients as well. So can you discuss the overlap and comorbidity of that a little bit more?
We know that healthcare systems today provide solutions to treat and manage diabetes as a physical condition, pretty glucose-centric. But there is not yet adequate and timely mental, emotional, and psychological support provided not only at the time of diagnostic, but throughout the person with diabetes lives. As we know, a person with diabetes needs to manage their condition every day without ever taking a break. They need to take numerous therapy decisions every day in every situation. And their access to healthcare professionals is pretty limited. Even in our developed countries, a person with diabetes would probably see their physician at best 10, 15 minutes every 3 months. So that leaves them with a lot of time without any kind of support. And mental health in people with diabetes is definitely a major issue. In a recent survey we did in the US, we have asked if adults were aware of the connection between diabetes and mental health. And the results showed that only 1 in 2 were aware of this connection, demonstrating that there is a huge awareness gap that we need to fill, especially because people living with diabetes experience pronounced level of diabetes distress, and even half of them are not diagnosed or even treated. So really, mental health is a huge concern. It should be added as one of the major comorbidities of diabetes and should be managed as such. And there are really new innovative ways of doing that. And we were recently conducting a randomized clinical study to demonstrate that actually an app like My Sugar can reduce diabetes distress, because people feel like there is a connection, there is someone taking care of them and helping them to manage this daily condition.
So you spoke a little bit before about personalized care and where the industry was moving with that. So where do you feel like the industry is going to be in the next few years, maybe 5 to 10?
I think no one will tackle the burden of diabetes or the diabetes epidemic alone. The numbers are staggering. The International Diabetes Federation, in their yearly diabetes atlas, been counting that there are today almost 550 million people living with diabetes on the planet, half of them undiagnosed, half of them living in low and middle-income countries. And if we want to add to those people, there are almost 1 billion people living with pre-diabetes who will, for most of them, evolve to diabetes. So the epidemic is there and it's huge. And so we all need to work together to fight that epidemic. We need to drive disease awareness. We need to provide earlier diagnosis, education, prevention, lifestyle adaptations, and treatment optimal management to limit disease progression. Reducing avoidable hospitalizations and complications due to diabetes must also be a priority for healthcare systems around the world. And so there are still huge challenges in terms of access to care and therapies. Basic epidemiology should lean towards 1% of the kids globally could have or might be faced with the risk of developing type 1 diabetes. But when you are diagnosed with this condition in low and mid-income countries today, you can only survive if you get access to insulin. And even if you have access to insulin, you cannot really survive without the way to manage and to control your glucose. So it is still a very dramatic condition, which we are trying to really address in diabetes care by providing our solutions. And also now with our pharma organization, we will be reinvesting a lot of efforts to combat the disease. And we have just acquired a company that has a big portfolio of incretins to fight diabetes and obesity.
Thank you for sharing that. So, final question. What is one piece of leadership advice that you'd like to share? Now, this can be something from your fellow colleagues or something that you would want to share with a younger version of yourself, maybe something that you wish you knew when you first started out.
I mentioned at the beginning that I lived in and worked in India, and I have always been very impressed by Mahatma Gandhi. And he has one of the most fascinating leadership quote that I'd like to quote here. It says something like, "There go my people. I must follow them, for I am their leader."
I love that. That's awesome. I think that ties it right perfectly into a bow. Julian, thank you so much for joining me today. I've gotten so much out of this conversation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the PharmExec podcast, where we take you behind the headlines to provide expert tips from industry leaders. Remember, you can always find us on the web at PharmExec.com, on Twitter at PharmExec, and on Instagram at PharmExecutive. The views on this podcast do not reflect those of MJH PharmExec's parent company or our advertisers. For editorial questions or to get in touch with our editors, please email us at PharmExec@MJHLifeSciences.com. And for sponsorship opportunities, please go to PharmExec.com/advertise. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you next time.